Pull up a chair and get comfortable. It's time to talk about your federal benefits. Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators presents the FEBC Podcast with Elizabeth Inman and Brian Fentress.
Hello, hello. I'm Elizabeth Inman with Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. We're so glad you're here on our podcast. I've got a very special guest. I'm so excited about having Karen Barngrover here from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We are anticipating the 2023 open season for federal and postal employees. That's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So happy that you're here. So tell me what your official title is.
Sure. My official title is Senior Government Account Representative for Federal Blue Cross.
Mm-hmm. So what does that actually mean? Kind of explain that for us.
Yep. So essentially what I do is I visit different federal agencies, hold different meetings, do webinars for active federal employees and retired federal employees. So It's a great job.
So now my version of that is when I have folks that have Blue Cross Blue Shield federal or postal, and they're asking me questions I can't answer, I say, you need to call Karen.
Thank you. And I'm happy to help.
I know. You're so good about that.
Oh, thank you for that.
She's given us her cell phone number. And so when we have employees or retirees that have specific Blue Cross Blue Shield federal questions, I just pass them right along to Karen. So, Karen, we're here in Oklahoma, so we're right north of Tulsa today in Skytook, Oklahoma, where we're broadcasting from, and she's in this area, and so we're so blessed in Oklahoma to have her helping us. It's a very, very much a blessing. So, with that, can you tell us a little bit about your history with Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Sure. So, I was very young when I started, like 19.
Yeah, really?
Not so young now.
Well, I'm learning something new today myself.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so I have 35 years in March.
No wonder she
so,
knows everything.
Well, thank you for your vote of confidence. But no, I feel qualified, thankfully, because of the experience, you know. Mm-hmm. And if I don't know an answer, of course, there's always a resource to find the answer. Mm-hmm. So, but at any rate, I started in claims for federal. And so I processed federal claims and then moved on to customer service, then moved to training and auditing, was a trainer for a long time for federal reps.
Oh.
And then became a supervisor over customer service, and then a manager over a whole department in claims, and then manager moved on to customer service manager. And then when I started this position in 2001, I went from being a manager to a field rep, which at the time, most people would have said, wow, you're in management, and you wanted it. But this job has always been my dream job. So, you know, having moved around every 2 years to different positions and then finally getting to do this job and stay in it till now. So, knock on wood, that it's a wonderful job.
That's good.
Prefer that. So,
well,
thank you.
Now you know why we call on her with that vast experience and background. I learned new things today myself that I didn't know about. And you and I have
same
known
thing,
each other.
Me too.
I started my second career after I retired in 2010. And it was probably 2011, I would say, probably the first time you met.
I think so. At a health fair, right?
And I was so impressed. You know, we set up for those health fairs, and we each have an individual booth, and we were close enough that I could hear you interacting with the employees and answering their questions. And it was like, oh, I got to know who she is.
You're so sweet. Thank you. I do enjoy my job and talking with everybody. So thank you very much.
So knowledgeable. And then, of course, I'm a member of National Active Federal Retired Employees, NARF. And you come every year and you put on a program there and tell them about open season.
Right.
What to expect.
Yes, I'm so very thankful to be able to do that too. So, yes.
Well, and it's always one of our most attended events is having you there.
Well, health insurance is a big thing. Most people want to know, you know, what's going on and how they're going to be affected the next year. So I won't take it personally that if it's they're there to know the new benefit information, sure, so that's sure. Okay.
Well, and you're willing to come and do that, yeah. Not just for NARF. I mean, you do that for lots of agencies.
Right, right. Thankfully.
Yes. On the road a lot.
Yep, definitely.
So here we are in 2023. I've got so many things I want to ask you about, but I'll try to go slow.
You're fine.
Take it one at a time. We're extremely excited here at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators to offer these kind of podcasts so that you've got the information mm-hmm. you need to be prepared. I think now more than ever, especially if you're a postal employee, things are rapidly changing. And as we move forward beyond 2023, mm-hmm. I believe especially the postal employees, because of postal reform, it's going to be on your shoulders to know more and more information before open season hits. So open season was always a time, I know when I worked mm-hmm. for the Postal Service, I kind of relied on that open season to learn about the different changes. I didn't think about preparing ahead of time like what I think the postal employees are going to have to
right.
do now.
Right.
But anyway, but it's 2023. We'll talk about yep. postal reform in a couple of minutes.
Definitely.
So for 2023, what kind of things are you expecting, things we should pay attention to for this year?
Yeah. So again, of course, we'll have open season mm-hmm. Or open enrollment, if you're not familiar with that term. And it'll be, you know, the second week of November through the second week of December. And at that point, then postal and federal employees will be able to make a change if they want to for their health insurance. So, you know, honestly, for us at Blue Cross, I'm not anticipating many changes Good. This year mm-hmm. in terms of benefits, only because they've got a lot on their plate with postal reform. And you know, that's really been the focus. So I'm not seeing anything hugely different for open season
well,
yet. And sometimes we get a little bit of inkling, you know, yeah. As it comes down the mm-hmm. pike. But I think it'll be a fairly decent open season and not not too scary, in other words.
That's good. What about any hints at all about what the rate increase might be?
So I know they're doing some things to try to mitigate that and keep it down,
good,
you know.
Good.
It seems like because of the cost of health care is always going up, you know, there's always some sort of either benefit change because you've got to kind of try to keep it as neutral as possible, the premium. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing about being, you know, in a federal insurance plan is that OPM really regulates what, you know, what the carrier can charge in terms of premium and if they can go up big and mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So we're hopeful, and we've been, you know, under what it is on the private side as far as rate increases go, but we're not hearing anything negative yet.
Good, that's good. We're a little bit early.
Yeah, a little bit early. So
we wanted to start establishing this opportunity for us to have you on the program over the next couple of 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that's, yeah, no, I don't mind at all. You're my friend, and if I can be helpful, that's the whole,
well,
that's the whole goal.
Well, we both really do have the same goal, and that
right.
is to help the people.
That's
and
right.
And help them become educated and informed in their decisions. So,
exactly. That's exactly
it's one
right.
of the reasons I think you and I hit it off.
Yes, because we care about our people.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I know as we developed a friendship, you know, mm-hmm. working together, I know that we kind of have a mutual fan club that way.
Yeah.
You know, I know your heart's to help people. And
oh, yes.
Certainly that's what we want to do is help people.
Yes, I've
and
seen
there isn't
it.
Anything more important just about than their health coverage, mm-hmm. their health insurance coverage.
Right, right. Honestly, which is, I mean, and rightly so, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. things can change so rapidly.
That's right, yes. So. Well, Karen, I know it's 2023, but we had a huge event that took place In 2020, 2021, I know you already know what I'm probably going to say. I mean, first time in my lifetime to have something like COVID hit.
Oh, yes.
And so here we are. We're on the backside of it, or at least we can all hope
yes.
we're on the backside. I know I've experienced inside of my family somebody having COVID mm-hmm. that is still in the middle of it that is extremely ill. But it is not the same today in 2023.
Right.
Thank goodness that it was in 2020 and 2021. Now that we're here, 3 years into this, how has that changed our landscape with the federal health insurance?
Well, interestingly enough that you asked that question, because a lot really has changed. One of the things being that most of the federal workers, or not most, but a good number of them are teleworking at home. So the reach is different. I know that we've had to morph our way of reaching out to employees via, you know, email and webinars and like you said, podcasts, doing a podcast. So that has definitely changed. What we saw at Blue Cross in terms of costing, you know, during COVID, people weren't going to the doctor. They weren't doing those things that you would normally do. They weren't getting their routine well stuff. They weren't, if they had to have an elective surgery, they were putting it off. And I completely understand that, because everybody was pretty nervous about getting out and being among other people. So what we're seeing now, more so in 2022, and then, of course, in 2023, was a spike, you know, because then people were not afraid to get out and get that wellness and, you know, elective surgeries and those types of things done. So definitely in the landscape, we're seeing something unprecedented in terms of, you know, having a low spot and then, boom, back up again on expenses.
Makes sense.
And you know this already, Elizabeth, but any carrier in the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program is not for profit. We cannot be in the program if we are for profit. And so, and it's a good explanation as to why premiums sometimes go up and go down. It's really based on that utilization many times. So, well, each year when there's an increase, it's based on what's happened in the previous year. So it's been very difficult to figure out, you know, what's a good amount to charge someone in a premium and that sort of thing. So
uncharted territory.
It really is, honestly. So
yeah, just really had to just learn to navigate through that. I mean, whether you're Blue Cross Blue Shield, whether you're United States Postal Service or Social Security or the IRS, I mean, uncharted territory. We just did the best we knew how to do, and one day came after the next.
Yep, exactly.
Well, speaking of that, one of the things that all of us have been have felt is the sting of inflation.
And yes.
Whether or not that was driven by COVID, I mean, everybody has a different opinion, and
they
I'm not
do.
Going to talk about opinions.
Yeah.
But the fact is, the sting of inflation has been there.
Yes.
How did that impact your role with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and how did you see that impacting health insurance for federal employees?
So, not so much premium-wise in 2022 when it was decided what that premium would be. I mean, there was an increase in 2022. It wasn't... one product was worse than the other two products, and it's because of the cost associated with it, since it's claims experience that determines that. So, you know, it's funny, but it'll start here, and then it affects things down the pike.
Yes.
So I'm praying that is not, you know, what happens in the future.
Right.
But they do everything they can to try to mitigate that so that it's not a hard thing for our members. So, so it'll remain to be seen.
Still kind of in the throes of that. It's a little bit better where we sit today filming than it was, say, 6 months ago. But as you say, the effects are oftentimes after the fact.
So, right.
Just, you know, threw that out there because you as federal employees, postal employees, you need to be aware of this stuff. And I've been saying this nonstop, Karen. I've been telling our viewers nonstop that the days of sitting back and going, oh, I'm covered under the Federal Employee Health Benefit Plan. I've got it made. I mean, I know that in the years that I worked, almost 24 years in the federal government, there were times I didn't even go to the health fairs. There were times that because I wasn't making a change, I didn't do anything to educate myself. Those days are gone.
Right. You have got to be an active participant in your health insurance and what's changing and what, you know, you can expect, you know, for the following year. That will be extremely important. I agree.
See why I wanted her to come on.
You're so sweet.
She just communicated that perfectly, what we want to do here at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators for You. And that's bring you good, solid information that helps you in your current position as an employee, you know, what we do is so different than what so many people out there that's in the field that I'm in. We do it very, very different because I am a retiree of the federal government. I always position the information I provide from the position of being that employee or being that retiree because I'm a retiree.
You've been there.
Yes. And so that's what we do here. And I'm so happy to start this series on the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Health Benefit Program for you and information. So we're going to end today. You can find us at the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators at the www.febcnow.com website. You can subscribe to our podcast. Be sure and share this podcast with your friends. Tell them about us. You can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and on YouTube. And so today was just kind of a preliminary. Next time, Karen, I'd like for us to kind of talk about, once again, we'll go back and revisit the 2023 open season. But then I want to talk about the upcoming postal reform, how postal reform is changing the health insurance for postal employees.
You bet.
So with that, thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate that.
Great podcast. So happy to have Karen here with us. And we'll see you next time.
Yes, thank you.